now to welcome into the Mark Carnevale Show the gentleman who was the 2015 PGA of America's Youth Player Development Award winner. Each year, the PGA of America selects the Youth Player Development Award from its 27,000 members to the member who has displayed extraordinary and exemplary contribution and achievement in the area of youth player development. The award considers the PGA professionals' focus on youth through their growth of the game, leadership, commitment at the section and national levels in youth player development area, and the meaningful impact made upon youth through the introduction and participation in the game. And the winner is Mr. Bill Kastner, who is the head golf professional at the Plainfield West 9 Golf Course and program director of the First Tee of Plainfield. Bill, first, welcome to the show, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you, Mark. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Obviously, we talk about growing the game, and growing the game is not only an emphasis of PGA of America, but all the other organizations. What does it mean to you to receive this award?
It's unbelievable that our programs are being recognized in this way. You know, when I think about all the positive things that PGA members are doing for the youth of this country, it's very humbling. I really still have trouble getting my arms around it.
You're in a very unique situation there at Plainfield West 9 Golf Course in the First Tee program of Plainfield. Pretty unusual circumstance that Plainfield Country Club wanted to do this. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's wonderful. You know, I often joke it took me 40 years to be an overnight success. You know, the Plainfield West 9 was the original golf course at Plainfield. It was designed by Tom Bendelow in 1890. And when Donald Ross came in and did the redesign or rebuilt a new course on the other side of the hill, they kept this nine-hole golf course called the West 9. And in 1932, it opened for public play. So it's been a semi-private golf course owned by the members of Plainfield Country Club. So it was the first tee that was on the grounds of a private country club. So it is very special. We started the First Tee programming about 7 years ago when I was hired. So it was everything that I've been trained to do over my career. I managed the nine-hole course for the club, and I run the First Tee program, and we have about 250 participants that come for a 90-minute class on a weekly basis, and we go indoors for the winter, so our participants are with us all year, so it's really quite a special opportunity.
That's awesome. My guest is Mr. Bill Kastner, who is the winner of the 2015 PGA of America's Youth Player Development Award. Obviously, with the First Tee being there's nine core values and nine healthy habits. That's something you really believe is important in introducing to these young, you know, young boys and girls that take up the game, isn't it?
Well, you really cannot play a round of golf unless you have the nine core values. You know, you can't get through a round of golf unless you have respect, responsibility, judgment, confidence, courtesy, perseverance, sportsmanship, honesty, and integrity. We need all of those nine things in order to complete a successful round of golf. So by introducing the children to golf and teaching them how to play and teaching them how to compete, they all have to exhibit those nine core values. And then our nine healthy habits go hand in hand with leading a healthy golf style and having a healthy life.
Well, that's awesome. You've had certainly a number of your students have gone on to college and been successful there. One in particular, Sean Elliott, who won the 2015 Jack Nicklaus Award in the NAIA division. That's got to make you feel pretty good and pretty proud.
It certainly does. At Plainfield, we started what we call the Path to College program, So we start along with golf. We have tutoring programs and mentoring programs. And when the kids are a little older, we do SAT prep. And we have guidance counselors that help them pick the right college and the right school for them. This year, we've had 5 scholarship winners who are going to be playing golf in the colleges that they chose. So it's really great to see a youngster follow through and have a career in golf and you know, enjoy a life of golf.
My guest is Bill Kastner, who is the head golf professional at the Plainfield West 9 Golf Course and the program director of the First Tee of Plainfield. Obviously, the core values, the 9 core values, the 9 healthy habits that are established through the First pre-program are extremely important. What are the other things that you stress to these young men and women as they go through this career and as they mature? What are the important things that you have learned that you try to make important to them?
Well, there's so many things. I would start with good fundamentals and good practice habits. It's amazing how the participants learn to organize their time and be able to practice all the different facets of golf and still be successful in school. And, you know, I think just being organized with good practice habits and getting everything that they need to get done.
That's awesome. Do you have any advice for parents who want to get their kids involved either in the First Tee or in junior golf? What advice would you give to them?
Well, I would find the local First Tee chapter and then go down and introduce myself to the program director and find out what's available. Every First Tee has life skills programming, but each facility is unique and does it a little differently. You go through different levels with the First Tee. We start out at what we call player 3-hole, where the idea is to get them to play 3 holes, and then player 6-9, and then finally, par, birdie, eagle, and ace is our top level. The middle level, we sort of compare that to the eagle level in scouting, and then at ace level, the participants are older and are actually helping out with the classes, volunteering, and mentoring the younger participants. As far as just introducing a junior to golf, I think that's kind of age-specific. You know, I'm a huge fan of starting at the green and working backwards, you know, starting with putting and just playing games on the green. When I introduced my twins, they were young. I got them a couple of putters, and we putted on the green, and then I got them a lofted wedge. And then we never really hit balls on the driving range. I took them out on to the golf course, and I'd let them tee off from, like, the 100-yard marker and play into the hole with me. And they started moving back. So now at when they're 10, playing like a 5,000-yard golf course.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. That's great. Bill, thanks for sharing that with us. Again, congratulations for this award. Again, the 2015 PGA of America's Youth Player Development Award. Thanks for all you do with the First Tee, and thanks what you do for the game of golf. It's greatly admired.
And thank you for having me on, and keep up the great work. I'm a big fan of the program.
Thank you. Thank you. That's Bill Kastner, the head golf professional, Plainfield West 9 Golf Course, and program director of the First Tee of Plainfield. Of course, Plainfield Country Club is where the Barclays was played this past weekend. 866-469.